What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another woman has destroyed two families due to her own selfish nature. Now, be more deplorable. Drop the name in the comment section. So, of course, I had to go and look this up. And boy, I found a good one. Now, this article was published on the 26th of March. Florida man allegedly offlined his wife and her lover in a quote-unquote crime of passion before walking into the sea fully clothed. Gentlemen, what scenario is this? That's right, Leviticus 20:10. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A jilted husband allegedly offlined his wife and her suspected lover outside of a Florida library, then disappeared into the ocean while still fully clothed, sparking a days-long manhunt. Jesse Scott Ellis, 64, allegedly gunned down his wife of 13 years, Stacy Ellis Mason, and her married colleague, Danny Uli, in the parking lot of the Indian River County Main Library in Vero Beach on Tuesday. Mason and Uli, 56, are believed to have been having an affair, officials with the Vero Beach Police Department said. Security footage obtained by the police department showed Mason and Uli, who were both employed by the Indian River County government, arriving at their local library in separate vehicles. Mason exited her car and then climbed into Uli's. Ellis pulled into the parking lot moments later, armed with an AR-15 styled rifle, and fired multiple shots into Uli's vehicle. Vero Beach Police Chief David Curry recounted during a press conference. He assured that Ellis was not a threat to the public, since authorities determined that the shooting was a quote-unquote targeted marital issue. This was a crime of passion. Two individuals that were apparently seeing each other for a period of time, and one husband being upset about it and potentially committing the crime that was committed, Curry said. Ellis appeared to flee and was later spotted walking into the water, fully clothed, at the South Beach Park. A concerned bystander who watched him disappear into the ocean called authorities. When rescuers arrived, they determined that he did not need their assistance and left after he offered what later they found to be was a fake name, Curry said. At the time, the rescuers did not know that the man in question was a double termination suspect, police added. Curry noted that it is possible that Ellis drowned himself. Authorities are still searching for him by boat. Well, he is still on the run. interesting. Ellis and Mason's marriage was reportedly on the rocks in the months leading up to the double termination. The couple, who shared children from prior marriages, were quote-unquote potentially separating or divorcing and preparing to sell their home, Curry said. One of Ellis's daughters, Christy, tearfully told NBC News that she, quote-unquote, has no family left. Uli's mother, meanwhile, insisted that he was not having an affair. Ah, yes, here we go. Someone's going to come out trying to defend the man, even though there is security footage that says otherwise. They were at the library checking for a job they were going to be doing, she told the outlet. Police discovered that Ellis had, quote-unquote, obtained some professional service and gleaned some things that were taking place, but did not elaborate further, i.e., he hired a private investigator, and the private investigator found the truth. Ellis is wanted on two counts of first-degree premeditated termination, a capital felony that could land him on death row if he is found alive. Police are holding another press conference at 11 a.m. on Friday. Well, well, well. Like I said before, a woman who destroyed two families because of her own selfishness. Now, of course, gentlemen, whenever you have a woman who says she has a quote-unquote work husband, you should already have it in your head that that is the man that she is screwing when she's outside of the house. So make your move, make your plan, go ahead and get rid of her. See, this is another reason why women used to not be allowed in the workforce. However, we simply have the news focusing on what he did instead of what she did to drive him to that point. Now, of course, the other guy is a serious piece of shit because he was already married, yet dealing with another married woman. So, hey, I'm gonna say it. They both got what the fuck they deserved. End of. And I hope Mr. Ellis, you know, I hope he escapes. I hope they don't find him. But hey, what more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a parking lot. So that's public, got to give that a 5. Method of execution, the rifle of righteousness. I'm going to give that a 15. Psychological impact. Of course, the footage is there. So I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a combined score of 50. So Jesse, the executioner, Ellis, gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, I've said this before, and I will say this once again. We live in a society that continuously excuses wives' infidelity. Oh, because it's no fault. Since we live in a no-fault system, a wife's infidelity no longer counts. But if a man is found to be cheating on his wife, he still gets punished through alimony and child support. Yeah. Yeah, right. No. Once it has been determined that she was actually cheating on him while still married, even though they're estranged, he should have been granted a full no-fault divorce. You take your stuff and you leave. She gets nothing. When are we actually going to ever start holding these cheating wives appropriately accountable? Yeah. It's sick. It's disgusting. But yet when the man finally snaps out, when he crashes out, He's the bad guy. Oh, well. Oh, well. There's definitely going to be more women who decide to go this route. And there are going to be more men who decide, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put the mask on. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for all you wives out here who still think that just because you're estranged, that the man that you're in a relationship with is not going to potentially decide to come back and spin that block, you better understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power that society once again believes you to think that you have, it always goes out. Feminism, the Duluth model, the gun of the state, and you believing that you're going to be protected from those consequences, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because once again, not every man is built to just walk away from a scenario like this. There are some men who, once they've been crossed and ultimately betrayed like this, yeah, they're going to crash out. And honestly, I think as a society, we need to start holding cheating spouses accountable on both sides. So yeah, ladies, it's been determined that you're cheating more as wives. And guess what? When that husband decides to put the mask on, hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.